Two balls, no strikes on Roger Maris. Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep to right. It could be it. Way back there. Holy cow, he's good.
Phil Rizzuto's most famous home run call. The Yankees paid tribute to their longtime broadcaster and Hall of Fame shortstop last night by putting his number 10 on their sleeves. There were also two number 10s painted on the field. The Scooter died at the age of 89. The short kid from Brooklyn was always a fan favorite. Bronx resident Iris Nazario went to last night's game. She didn't remember Rizzuto as a player, but loved him as a broadcaster.
He was always excited, and he was always very faithful to the Yankees, and he loved them dearly. And, you know, he was what you call a real soulmate with the Yankees.
Jeff Gold also loved to listen to the Scooter's broadcast, in part because Rizzuto wasn't polished like some other announcers.
I can remember listening to him broadcasting games. Holy cow, that one looks like it's going out of the ballpark, and the shortstop makes the catch. I mean, he would make silly things like that, and those are the things I remember.
Rizzuto won 7 World Series with the Yankees over his 13 seasons from 1941 to 1956. He spent 3 years in the Navy during World War II. He was a slick fielder with a great bunting, who was also named the most valuable player in 1950. Yankees manager Joe Torre says Rizzuto had a great passion for the game.
He was a very, very special man. And I remember the last time I saw him here at the stadium, and they introduced him, and he didn't walk out. He wanted to jog out, and that was pretty memorable.
Rizzuto shared a lot during his broadcast, including his love for cannoli. In fact, every game, Artuso Bakery in the Bronx would deliver a box to the broadcast booth for Rizzuto, and they delivered one last box last night. Yankee broadcaster Michael Kay was among those paying tribute to the Scooter during last night's game broadcast on YES.
He was probably the nicest famous person that I've ever met. And in terms of what he sounded like on the air, like your friendly uncle or your friendly grandfather, that's him. That was him. It wasn't an act. He was just as friendly and outgoing and giving and caring as what you think he would be.
And WNYC's own Dan Blumberg had the chance to experience Rizzuto's humor and generosity firsthand. Dan was part of one of the Scooter's last broadcasts, and he's with us now in the studio. So, Dan, how did that come about, and what was it like?
Well, I was a sophomore at Wesleyan University, and the school arranged for Phil Rizzuto to broadcast a game on our college station because his granddaughter was a student with me. It was 1999, and he'd been out of the Yankees broadcast booth for a couple of years, and I was really nervous about how I'd sound, you know, sitting next to a broadcasting legend like him. It was only the second baseball game I'd ever broadcast, but actually he felt rusty, and he seemed more nervous than me.
Now, are we on the air now?
We are on the air, broadcasting to the greater Connecticut area.
And I wanted to do so, you know, real well up here, because my granddaughter, Jennifer Congregani, who got me to do this, figured I'd be a star today, and I'm butchering the job. Jen, I need some help.
Just keep saying holy cow and everyone's happy.
Well, if he keeps throwing pitches like that.
So it wasn't the greatest broadcast on earth, believe me. I was there. But he was as friendly as can be, and he tried to make me feel really comfortable as we sat there and broadcast this Wesley and Williams game sitting outdoors on what was a really cold April day.
What a special and an amazing experience for you, Dan.
Yeah, great way to start my career.
And that tape there from the Dan Blumberg archives from New York City, right?
Right.
Thank you so much, Dan.
Phil
Rizzuto passed away Monday night at the age of 89.